Record
Recording
button.
in progress.
Hey guys, welcome to the Amber May Show. I'm Amber May, also known as AZ Lady Z. You are going to really enjoy today's program. The first time I ever heard Clay Clark speak, I was so glad that I listened to the broadcast. He is a wealth of information. There's going to be like info bombs coming at you today. So you're going to want to stay tuned today. Always, always, always make sure you click the links below in the description. I want to help you build your financial future. So there's a video in there I want you to look at because I want to help you, especially if you're parents of young kids and want to know where can you save for your children's future. There's a link and I want you to check that out. Also, I want to help you with sustainable tax-free retirement. The average American runs out of money within 10 years. So I don't want that to be you. Also, there's some link right there. If you're looking for natural health, essential oils is the way to go. We're also going to have links to timetofreeamerica.com in there because we're going to talk about that. I'm sure because there's a wealth of information on that website. But welcome, Clay Clark, to the program.
Hey, thank you for allowing me to be here. I really am excited to be here with your listeners and your viewers, and I hope to enlighten people and to empower them. And I will cite and or support everything I say on today's show with facts and with sources so people can look up and verify that I'm not making things up.
Right, that's key. If you don't mind, could you give my audience a little bit of your background?
Sure. You know, I have five kids. And so I guess we'll start with when I was a kid. I grew up without money. I used to stutter a lot as a kid. And when I was maybe 10, 12, somewhere that age, I remember having the thought, I don't want to be poor anymore. I don't want to do it. I don't want to be poor anymore. I'm not going to be poor anymore. I am not going to be. I don't want to be. How do I? And it started morphing into a, how can I not be poor anymore? What are things that successful people do? How do you? And, you know, and so I really became very curious about how to grow a successful company. And so at the age of 20, I was named as the Tulsa Metro Chamber of Commerce Entrepreneur of the Year, which could mean a lot or mean a little depending upon how you look at it. But the point was I had built a very successful company at the age of 20 called DJ Connection. And I grew it into the nation's largest wedding entertainment company. So DJConnection.com. At the time, you know, before I sold it, we were doing 4,000 weddings a year.
Wow.
Which is like 80 a weekend, you know. And then a lot of the brides, when you DJ for the bride's 25 usually, and her dad's, you know, 50. And so the dad would call me, whoop, 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 whoop. Hey, Clay, I'm a dentist. Yeah, what's up, Mr. Dentist? Hi, I wanted to see, could you help me grow my dentistry? Or could you help me grow my insurance firm? Or could you help me with grow my law practice? And I'm going, sure. So I began working with these clients. And at the time, I didn't know they were clients. They were just dads of the brides or people I ran into. And 2006, I was named 2006, 2007, I was named as the Small Business Administration's Entrepreneur of the Year. And I found myself having grown the region's largest bridal show. I had the largest party rental company called Party Perfect. I had the region's largest wedding photography company. And then I started investing a little bit of money in a lot of clients. And I'll just tell you how this works. So imagine you're listening right now and your business is not doing well. This is how it works. Okay. If you go to thrivetimeshow.com and you click on this is the secret they don't want you to know about. So what you do is you go to thrivetimeshow.com and you click on testimonials and you'll see real people telling you, I'm just going to explain to you how I get paid. So the first couple you see, that's Ryan and Rachel Wimpy. They had a dog training business. And since I started working with them, they've grown from one location to 15. Now I make my money as I charge people a flat rate of $1,700 a month. And I do the photography, the videography, the web development, the search engine optimization, the bookkeeping, the performa making, the workflows, the hiring, all that. And then I get a small percentage of the gross. Of the growth. So as an example, if someone pays me $1,700 a month, I only make a 20% margin, which just so we're clear, that would be $340 a month per client. That would be $54,400 a month of profit between the 160 clients. But where I make my really good money is a small percentage of big growth. And so the first example is tiptopcanine.com. That's one. I'll give you one more example so people can verify this stuff. If you go to pmhokc.com, pmhokc.com, he makes a pergolas, hot tubs, outdoor kitchens, pavilions, all that kind of stuff, out yard staycation kind of stuff. He used to do $50,000 a month of business. He had been in business for nearly 15 years before I met him. And now he does, if you can believe it, $1.2 million of sales a month.
Wow.
And so I get a small percentage of that. And that's why this Sunday, my wife and kids and I were probably traveling to Oklahoma City to go out to the PMH OKC State Fair booth to see the company, because we're kind of like a non-equity partner.
That's and so cool. So
that's my background. And when all this COVID corona craziness began to, Klaus Schwab, by the way, if you don't know, folks, the head of the World Economic Forum, wrote a book called COVID-19, The Great Reset, advocating for the ending of all personal property and the ending of American sovereignty. It's called COVID-19, The Great Reset, which stands for Certificate of Vaccination ID AI. That's what this is all about.
Oh, dang. I didn't even realize that. And doesn't he say in the book, we're supposed to be happy with not owning anything? Like, we're going to be... Yeah, is that in the book? Because I'm hearing that, like, he was saying something about, like, we're supposed to be happy. We're going to be happy not owning anything. I'm like,
Listen to this. This will blow your mind. If you go to rumble.com, and again, a lot of people say, Clay, how did you do the Reawaken America tour? What was your connection? What was your big break? How did you meet General Flynn? How did you meet Linwood? Really, it's a total God thing. It's just where God oftentimes asks us, everybody watching right now, God's speaking to you, mm-hmm. asking you to do something today, something for your kids, something for your husband, something for your wife, something for your family. And the question is, will we say yes when we get called? And I felt this calling, not a desire to do it, but a calling to kill the spirit of fear, to let everybody know that the models that said that 2.2 million Americans would die from COVID-19, those models that said that 2.2 million Americans would die from COVID-19, those models were false and were funded by Bill Gates. The COVID-19 PCR tests are falsely calibrated to inflate the number of positive COVID-19 cases. How do I know this? If you go to timetofreeamerica.com, and you click on the button that says the truth about the models, you can see it. The guy who invented the PCR tests, his name is Kary Mullis. Kary Mullis, K-A-R, let me pull it up real quick here. It's Mullis, M-U-L-L-I-S. So Kary Mullis, this is Kary. Here we go. Kary Mullis, K-A-R-Y Mullis, M-U-L-L-I-S. If you go to bitchute.com, B-I-T-C-H-U-T-E.com, B-I-T-C-H-U-T-E.com. Kary Mullis explains on camera that Dr. Fauci is a pathological liar. And he actually says, this is the inventor of the PCR test. He actually says that his polymerase chain reaction test should never be used to test for COVID-19 or pandemic. So again, the models are false. The PCR tests are false. And the treatments are 100% effective. So if you have COVID-19, let me give you some stats that'll rock the minds of somebody out there. And folks, listen to this, okay? And write these websites down. Website number one is Vladimir Zelenko, MD.com. This was Trump's doctor, Vladimir, V-L-A-D.
Yes, Vladimir, yes.
Vladimir Zelenko, MD.com. Folks, I encourage you to look this guy up. He's treated 7,000 COVID patients, 7,000, okay? Then you have Sherwood.tv, Sherwood.tv. Dr. Mark Sherwood, these are all friends of mine. He's treated 9,000 COVID-19 patients. And I continue. MeehanMD.com. MeehanMD.com. He just passed 3,000 COVID-19 patients treated. And do you know between all three of those doctors, that's 19,000 patients. There's only been three deaths.
That's incredible. Because at the hospitals, the death rate is sky high.
And I'll tell you why. Because if you go to the hospital, again, this is all things... In December, for anybody who's listened to my podcast called The Thrive Time Show, Business School Without the BS.
It's a great podcast. It will be in the description.
And I will just say, if you've ever listened to the show before 2019, you're like, who is this guy? I'm just telling you, when my wife asked me, my clients asked me, I'm driving down the road in 2019, December. My wife, she's driving. I'm in the passenger seat. She looks at me. She says, what are you going to tell your clients to do with COVID? You know, what is going to be your recommendation for what they should do? And I said, let me research it. I'm going to do a deep dive. And a deep dive in our family means I'm asking my wife's permission to approval. We're on the same page. Is it okay if I basically disappear from the family for 48 hours, if needed, to just deep dive in my man cave? She said, absolutely. So I go down to my man cave and I discovered five epiphanies very quickly that everyone needs to know. One is the models that said that 2.2 million Americans would die. Those are false and funded by Bill Gates. Two, the PCR tests are falsely calibrated to inflate the number of positive COVID-19 cases. And the CDC, which is controlled by Bill Gates, the Centers for Disease Control, which is controlled by Bill Gates, tells everybody to take the PCR test. Mm-hmm. Three, COVID-19 is 100% treatable. What? 100%. What percentage? Someone says, what percentage?
What percentage?
100%. COVID-19 is 100% treatable, affordably and effectively treatable using budesonide, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. Four, is COVID-19, this will blow someone's mind. COVID-19 is a gain of function virus. It was actually created by US dollars that were used to fund the controversial Wuhan lab. So if you go to Google and you type in Fauci funded Wuhan lab Newsweek, you can see an article in Newsweek shares Newsweek that Dr. Fauci funded the controversial Wuhan lab. And why was it controversial? It's because the lab does gain of function research. And if you're not familiar with gain of function, folks, look it up. Gain of function. You can type it in DuckDuckGo or Google, gain of function. Gain of function is where you take a naturally occurring virus from like a bat or a rat, and you mix it with fresh but never frozen aborted fetal tissue. And the goal is to increase the transmissibility of a pathogen. The goal is to increase the lethalness of a pathogen. So again, models are false. PCR tests are false. Treatments are real. The virus was created using gain of function research. And finally, check this out. The COVID-19 protocols in the hospitals were designed to kill you.
Yeah, people, I've been trying to tell people about this, and I have family members willing to like block me from their feeds and stuff because it's a hard pill to swallow that hospitals are literally killing people they have to know about it. I mean, I don't know how they couldn't know about it.
Well, okay. Well, let's just talk about it. If you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you click on the button that says follow the money, I'm going to go there right now, timetofreeamerica.com. And I click on the button that says follow the money. When I go there, you're going to see that the drugs recommended by the Centers for Disease Control.
Bill Gates, right?
Bill Gates. Yep.
Bill Gates.
This is what the protocol says. You're supposed to give the patient remdesivir and mitazolam. Remdesivir and mitazolam. Now, please understand this. Remdesivir is a drug patented by George Soros and China that causes renal failure. That's what it does. So you go in with an upper respiratory infection because you can't breathe and you die of renal failure. So again, now mitazolam, you say, what's mitazolam? Mitazolam is a breath suppressant. Why would you not want to take a breath suppressant when you can't breathe because you have an upper respiratory infection? It literally is designed to kill people. So again, models are false. PCR tests are false. Treatments are real. COVID-19 was created through gain of function research, which involves taking an aborted baby and mixing that tissue with the fresh but never frozen baby. If you look it up into DuckDuckGo, just type in fresh but never frozen fetal tissue. You can see it. And they try to mix that tissue with the tissue from a bat or a rat. It's the craziest thing ever to try to increase the transmissibility of a pathogen, and the protocols are designed to kill people. And so because I have a soul, I felt like, wow. And I also happen to know that I knew the truth, and it's never an inconvenient time to share the truth if you believe in God. And so I went into my Bible. I opened it up to Matthew chapter 5, verse 10, which, by the way, I have written on my walls in my office. Wasn't a random thing. I didn't open up my Bible and go, ha-ha. It was just more of a, this is what I did. And I wanted to make sure that I wasn't misunderstanding the scripture. And the scripture said, Matthew 5, 10, verses 11, it says, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. And it occurred to me, this might just be true. You know, maybe God, I mean, I believe in the Bible. I mean, do I believe in the Bible? I think I believe. I knew I did, but it was really resolving in my mind. I had to pick a side. I knew the truth. And I have this little hat I keep in my office, but it's right there. Like once you have the truth, once you get punched in the face with the truth a few times, you have to pick a side. You really have to pick a side. And so whether it's like people like my friend Mel Kay, who discovered the truly gross, satanic, Luciferian world of Hollywood, or whether it's Dr. Jim Meehan, who discovered the corruption of the Centers for Disease Control and their protocols, whether it's Dr. Zelenko discovering the corruption of the protocols, whether it is you have to decide, you know, April Moss, one of my friends, she's the whistleblowing meteorologist from the Detroit mainstream media.
I saw that. She's your friend?
Yeah.
Oh, man. And she got let go because she tried to bring the truth out. So she went to Project Veritas. And then Carrie Lake, she's running for governor. I interned with her a couple times in college because I was a journalism major. And she's like, I can't lie to the people anymore. And she quit.
The thing is, you're going to meet April, by the way, at the event in October, the invite-only event you're coming to. So April will be there. But all I can say is that you when you seek the truth, and that's all you seek, you're going to discover that I'm giving you a lot of Bible verses, okay? But the Bible says, for the love of money is the root of all evil. Let me just read this to you. It says, 1 Timothy 6:10. It says, for the love of money is the root of all evil. All evil. What percentage? All evil. What percentage? All evil. It says, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. What that means is that you started out wanting to do a good thing, but the love of money caused you to compromise. And now you're Dr. Fauci doing gain of function, research involving taking a naturally occurring, coronavirus tissues from an animal and mixing it with fresh but never frozen aborted baby tissues. And you're saying that you're doing it in the name of science. Maybe, I don't know, the heart of Bill Gates. You know, you start off, you're Bill Gates. Maybe Bill Gates is a young guy. Maybe he got picked on as a kid. Maybe he had a happy childhood. I don't know. But Bill Gates, he spent a lot of time with a computer. And maybe at one point he's just like, I want to make money. Okay. It says for the love of money is the root of all evil. Maybe he started out just wanting to make money so he could buy a new dog or a cat or a trampoline in his backyard. Or maybe he wanted a new computer. I don't know. But at some point, these people make compromises where the money becomes the motivator. And whenever that the money becomes the motivator, there's nothing wrong with money being a consequence of solving a problem for somebody in a win-win way. But if it's the only and main focus, then it can't work. And I guess in my life, the best analogy I can give you is with my podcast. I'm doing my podcast. It's December 19, 2019. My wife's asking me this question. What are you going to tell the clients to do? My clients are asking me, what should we do? Once I knew the truth, I had to tell 160 clients the truth. Now, let me just explain to you, Amber, how this works. Most of my clients have been my client for 5 years, for 10 years. So I remember I go into one of my first meetings and the client says, so are you going to comply with the shutdowns if they do them in the US? I go, absolutely not. Because the models are false, the PCR tests are false, the treatments are real, gain of function research was used to create this virus, and COVID-19 is 100% treatable using budesonide, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, but the CDC is going to withhold those treatments, and the actual protocols they recommend will kill people. And they're like, what? And so I have this conversation over and over and over and over and over, and of the 160 clients, I think I had about 30, maybe 20, I don't know the exact number, that were upset at me, didn't like me, got mad at me, said things that weren't true about me. So I had to replace them with other clients. And because I only take on 160 clients, it was almost like switching friends. Imagine you had like best friends in school and you had to switch them. And then I found I had a lot of family. I had to switch them too because they were down with the narrative of the shutdowns, the lockdowns, the quarantines. And I don't know if you've ever covered this on your show, but have you covered the Rockefeller plan on your show?
Not yet. No, I have not.
Well, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you click on the button that says the truth about the Great Reset. It's the button that says the truth about the global reset. If you click that button and you download the Rockefeller plan, people need to understand it. In 2003, folks, the COVID-19 virus transmissible to humans was patented by the Centers for Disease Control in 2003. Folks,
and that's illegal, though. That patent is illegal, isn't it? Because you can't patent something in nature. And I thought it goes against, you're not allowed to patent a biological weapon, because if it's not found in nature, which gain of function says it's not, then that means it turns into a biological warfare. And as far as my understanding, I'm not as smart as, maybe the next person. But as far as my understanding of patents go, you cannot patent a biological warfare weapon.
Correct. Correct. So if, when they patented it, forced the issue of either A, are they lying? Did it occur in nature? Therefore, it's illegal to patent something that comes from nature. Or B, do they make a biological weapon? But I was 22 years old when this was patented. I mean, I'm as 22 as 18 years ago, 17 years ago. Then in 2010, the Rockefeller Plan was written, which you can download at timetofreeamerica.com. And that Rockefeller Plan calls for the release of a gain-of-function man-made virus for quarantines, curfews, lockdowns, and forced vaccinations.
Oh, and that's already on the CDC website. I tried to show my family about the COVID camps. They didn't believe me. I have a friend who's from New Mexico say it's already popping up. There was an executive order in Tennessee in line 18. It says COVID camps or something thereof. It's like...
So what I want to do for your listeners right now is I want to leave your listeners with seven questions, little areas of homework that they should do tonight. And one of them ties into what you just said about those COVID camps. So question number one, I encourage everyone to write down tonight. Why does Microsoft have a patent for a cryptocurrency system that goes inside the human body with the publication number, the patent number, W02020060606? So everyone should ask themselves, why does Microsoft have a cryptocurrency system using body activity patent with the publication number, with the publication patent number of W02020060606? Question number two, what is patent number 11-107588 all about? What is patent number 11-107588 all about? Why does patent number 11-107588 exist? This is admitting, this is the patenting of the technology inside the COVID-19 vaccines that has a tracking device in every one of the COVID-19 shots.
What?
That's patent number 11-107588. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, he alerted me about this.
A tracking system?
November 30th of 2020, it was filed, and it is, I'll just read to you. It says, systems and methods for anonymously selecting subjects for treatment against an infectious disease caused by a pathogen. The system comprises a plurality of electronic devices comprising instructions to generate an ID, and when the proximity of another electronic device, one or both electronic devices transmits, receives the ID from another electronic device. Then a score is generated based on a plurality of such received IDs. And it goes on to explain. I mean, it's right there. Okay. Question number three. Why is the CDC, as you mentioned, why is the CDC calling for the implementation of green zones? Folks, just type in CDC green zones into Google and or DuckDuckGo, and you will see that the CDC is calling for the implementation of green zones. Mm-hmm. Now, question number four. Why is Congress working on legislation H.R. 666? Again, why is Congress working on legislation H.R. 666? Why?
That's spooky, man. 666.
Yeah, it's wild. I mean, that's what it is. H.R. 666. This isn't me saying, oh, look, this is something that could happen. This is something they're actually doing. Okay, next question for you. Why is Congress working on legislation H.R. 6666? There's four sixes now.
Oh, geez.
And this the actual legislation is called COVID-19 Testing, Reaching, and Contacting Everyone, TRACE Act. Final couple questions for you. Why does Bill Gates have a spiritual advisor by the name of Marina Abramovich? M-A-R-I-N-A Abramovich. A-B-R-A-M-O-V-I-C. Why does Bill Gates have a spiritual advisor by the name of Marina Abramovich, who's a spirit cooker? Folks, go to DuckDuckGo, type in Marina Abramovich spirit cooking, and you will see that Marina Abramovich literally is a spirit cooker who prays to Satan. Final two questions. Why did Jeffrey Epstein have an island with a temple on it? Why did Jeffrey Epstein have a temple on his island? Was he praying to Jesus? No. Was he repenting often? No. Was he a Baptist? No. Why did Jeffrey Epstein have a temple on his island? Okay. To pray to Satan. And then my little final bonus fry question. Right now, as you're seeing, all of this crazy evil being exposed. You see HR 666. You see HR 6666. You see Bill Gates as a patent W02020060606. You see people using Google as though it's the source of truth when Google Chrome actually changed their logo to be three sixes. You just type in Google Chrome logo 666. You can see that the Google Chrome logo is now 666. Why is the Satanic Church now filing a lawsuit to defend their religious right to ritual abortions? Ritual abortions. So that is, these are the questions we should be asking ourselves today. Books did, by the way, that's cited in the Washington Times there. So I encourage everybody right now as an action step, what you want to do is you want to take three action steps today immediately. One, you need to make sure that you have doctors that you can trust, and you want to make sure you don't have to take those COVID-19 vaccines. So right now, if you're looking for a way to get out of those COVID-19 vaccines, okay, this Mark of the Beast technology, I've teamed up with two pastors, and there'll be many more coming online, but Pastor Jackson Lahmeyer, Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N, Lahmeyer, Lahmeyer.com. That's Jackson Lahmeyer, Lahmeyer.com, JacksonLahmeyer.com. This guy has signed over 51,000 COVID-19 vaccine religious exemption forms. That's Jackson.
And you have those on your website too, the exemption forms.
We do. The only thing is the religious exemption is the strongest exemption you can have. That's why I encourage you to team up with Jackson Lahmeyer, because he can help you out there. Also, you have another church called New Life Harvest that's all in. Pastor Leon Benjamin, it's newlifeharvest.org, newlifeharvestchurch.org, newlifeharvestchurch.org. Okay, second thing I want you to be able to do is, again, we want to make sure we can not have to take those COVID-19 RNA modifying nanotechnology, luciferase, graphene oxide filled vaccines. Again, inside those COVID-19 vaccines, there's RNA-modifying nanotechnology known as luciferase filled with graphene oxide. Not good. Graphene oxide is a self-replicating nanotechnology that self-replicates when connected to 5G signals. A little crazy. Okay, second thing, you want to find a doctor that you can trust. So I encourage everybody to go to Sherwood.tv. These are just two. Sherwood.tv, Sherwood.tv. And I would also recommend you go to MeehanMD.com. Meehan, M-E-E-H-A-N. MD.com. These are clients of mine, guys I've known for a long time, who are successfully treating all COVID-19 patients. At Sherwood.tv, MeehanMD.com. And the third recommendation I would have for everybody right now, very important. I would recommend that you would expand your network right now to include patriots that you can trust. And so people say, you know, Clay, why are you doing these Reawaken America tours? What are they all about? We're going into the cities. We went into April, 100% sold out. We had 7.1 million people stream that event. Over 50,000 people requested tickets. Unbelievable event in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Then in June, we went to Tampa Bay, 100% sold out. July, we went to Anaheim, California, sold out. Grand Rapids, August, sold out. September, Colorado Springs, we're sold out. So you might say, well, why is General Flynn, Bobby Kennedy Jr., Mike Lindell, Sidney Powell, Simone Gold, Lynn Wood, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, why are they all at the same place in the same time? What is the connection? You know, what is it that's driving all of these truth tellers, Pastor Leon Benjamin, Pastor Mark Burns, why are they all converging on the same event at the same time? It's because they all seek the truth. And so if you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you reach out to request a ticket, what you can do right now is you can name your price. So we tell people the tickets, you know, it's $250 is what we tell people is what it costs for a general admission ticket to attend the 3-day event. But if for some reason that doesn't fit into your budget, I grew up poor, I get it. You can name your price, and every single person can afford to get to this. But go to timetofreeamerica.com right now to request your tickets. And we just teamed up with One American News. One American News reached out to us, and we're going to be on during the event. We're doing on Colorado Springs on September 24th and 25th. You can set your calendar. Go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com. From September 24th to 25th, General Flynn and I and many great patriots are teaming up to raise $1 million to support the families of those 13 brave soldiers that were killed completely needlessly in Afghanistan. And again, if you want to be a part of that, you want to stream that event live for free, all you got to do is go to timetofreeamerica.com, and it's going to stream from starting from 10 a.m. Mountain Time to 5 p.m. both days. It's going to be an epic fundraiser, and we just sold out our tickets here for, we're on the verge of selling out for San Antonio, Texas, so we've got, I think like a dozen tickets left, they said, before I hopped in here. So we got like 12 tickets left for that event in San Antonio. And that's going to be in November, the San Antonio Reawaken America Tour. And then Dallas, Texas, we're just now under 1,200 tickets left. And that's our seventh and final event. And you can learn more about that at going to time to freeamerica.com. And then after those events conclude, we're going to be having workshops every 2 weeks teaching families how to pull their kids out of public schools, how to effectively homeschool. Kevin Sorbo, he played Hercules, you know, from the TV show.
Oh, I love him.
Me and Sam Sorbo, we're going to be doing homeschool workshops every 2 weeks. And then also we're going to be having small business workshops to teach you how to become financially independent. And that's going to start every 2 weeks. So every 2 weeks you'll have either a business workshop or a homeschool workshop right here at Camp Clark in Chicken Palace in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where I'll be seeing you here in October.
I'm so excited. Now, two things I want to ask you about. Now, if we go back to the hospitals and the protocols, and if your family member was on remdesivir, do you think we should all start suing the hospitals to start turning this around, because money speaks, right?
Yes. And I would encourage you, if you're going to do that, you need to understand how to sue and how that works. Okay. So please get this idea. If you're out there and you're feeling the urge to sue, what you got to do is you got to go to RENZLaw.com. It's RENZ, RENZ-law.com, or some other attorney that is willing to actually fight back. You know, someone who's not willing to just charge a fee, but to actually fight back. Okay. So I recommend Thomas RENZ, RENZ-law.com. The second thing, you want to get at least 10 people together, 10. It could be 8, it could be 14, but just 10. And you say, listen, we 10, do we all commit to not stopping until we win? Can we all commit? Because you don't want to file a lawsuit with people that have no resolve, okay? Mm-hmm. Because what's going to happen is you're going to have to commit, you know, hey, I'm going to pay $300 a month, sometimes for years, because you got to file, there's discovery, there's counter back and forth, there's affidavits. There's a lot of expenses real quick. And so if 10 of you go in together and you say, hey, let's each pay $300 a month, then that way you can actually sustain it. And then whenever somebody wants to join the lawsuit with you, you say, I would love for you to join, but the entry fee, so to speak, is $300 a month or whatever. And you have to get a snowball, kind of an avalanche, kind of a momentum going where you get hundreds of plaintiffs going. And that's how you win. You really cannot win if you're an individual that is saying, well, I want to sue, and you have in your savings account $30,000, because you're going to quickly run through that. But what you want to do is you want to get 10 people, and you just commit to not stopping until you get there. And then you 10, I'll go get 10 more people, and you keep building almost like it's a multi-level program, or like you're, almost like people that sell life insurance. They run around, you know, getting other people to, if you've ever met a life insurance guy, I used to train a lot of life insurance people, but a good life insurance salesman usually says, well, Ms. Smith, I'm glad we helped you out there, Mr. Smith. What 10 friends do you have that you might be willing to get in life insurance today? Yeah. You know, they always do that kind of pitch. Uh-huh. What you want to say is, hey, I'm so glad you're suing me, or you're teaming up to help me sue against, you know, the corruption of the CDC. But what other 10 friends do you know that want to sue too? And you've got to get some momentum going to it. It's almost like a revival style pastor who continues to grow the congregation. You've got to be somebody who never gets bored with the conversation of, hey, do you want to join the litigation? Do you want to join the litigation? Hey, I'm doing litigation. Do you want to join? You got to just keep doing. And that's the kind of personality that wins these things. You've got to be very consistent, have a lot of perseverance, a lot of fortitude.
Because I don't know how else to push back from these horrendous medical procedures, protocols coming out without fighting back, pocketbook, hitting their pocketbook where it hurts. The other thing I wanted to mention, because you said homeschooling in the state of Arizona. So if anyone's listening from Arizona, I want to let you know, you can get scholarship tuition organization money. That means you go and solicit your friends, your family, people you know, and they get an Arizona tax credit on their taxes. So if they put $2,000 in, they're going to get that $2,000 back dollar for dollar in the state of Arizona. That's how I am funding my kids' schooling. They go to private school. It's the only way I can really do it, but it's a great program. So if you need to send your kids to school and you live in Arizona, scholarship tuition organization, there's a lot in the state of Arizona. If you want to reach out to me, I can point you in the direction of some of those. And then also make sure you get with Clay Clark, because I love the defund the swamp, refund the kingdom. I think that's a brilliant thing. I've been saying it all along, ever since I heard you say it. And then also take your kids out of those indoctrination schools. Yeah, well, I love that.
That's why when we conclude the 7-event Reawaken America tour, with our final event being in Dallas, that's why it's going to switch into these how to successfully homeschool conference, how to grow a successful business. Because it's all about defund the swamp, refund the kingdom. What does that mean? I mean, every time that you and I go to Whole Foods today and I say, I want to eat healthy, so I'm going to go to Whole Foods and get myself some organic water, spring water. Okay, I bought it. What happens is you buy the beverage, you're going, man, I'm drinking healthy.
Yes.
And then it occurs to you because you're wait a minute, I just funded the deep state. So I thought I was trying to make my life great, but instead I funded the deep state. So what we got to do is with every purchase, we have to decide, are we funding the deep state or make America great? So what I'm doing with this Defund the Swamp, Refund the Kingdom event with Lynn Wood, General Flynn, Mike Lindell, is we are gathering some of the top podcasters, and that includes you, all in one space and place in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the remnant of investigative journalists, content tellers, content producers, truth tellers, all in one place. And we're going to be teaching everybody, all of the attendees, what are safe companies to buy from, not safe companies to buy from. What are great states that have homeschool tax credits, like you mentioned? And it's going to be this it's like a soup of patriotism. It's a pro-Jesus soup where all these people that love America, people that believe that you can't have freedom without faith, people that don't believe in patriotism without prayer, all these people together, and we're going to start building out this massive resource. And then soon, it'll be almost like a buyer's guide where if before you shop, you go to timetofreeamerica.com, and you click and you can make sure that all your purchases are supporting the right people.
I love that.
That's what we're doing at these Reawaken America events. People pull me aside and they say, Clay, these speakers are awesome. Where did you find all these people? I said, well, let me tell you what I did. First off, the hours are long. The pay is very low. What you want to do is you want to commit to only allowing people on your stage that love Jesus and love the country.
Yes. So,
Amanda Grace, boom. Dr. Judy Mikovits, boom. These are all approved. Joel Altman, approved. Sherry Tenpenny, approved. Carrie Made, approved. Mike Lindell, approved. General Flynn, approved. Certain people that you won't see at the event. And they call me every day. They go, Clay, I used to be a Democrat, and now I'm running for Republican in Arizona. I'm very heavily sponsored by Pfizer. And I'm like,
no.
So you have people that, Clay, I want to help expose the corruption of the deep state, and I'm funded by the deep state. What? So this event, it's a purification. It's kind of a shaking. We only want to recommend Patriot products and services that are run and owned by people that love this nation.
But, you know, my dad died in April. It wasn't from COVID. However, I do think COVID played a part of it because doctors are so focused on COVID. And I think a lot of it went by the wayside. But before he died, I went to his last sermon, and like you had a calling, I've always had a calling of having a mic in my hand since I was 4 years old. I always knew this was what I was going to do by God. And I did it. I went to school. I became a broadcaster. I was a broadcaster in Phoenix for a long time. Infertility caused me to want to quit because I finally got pregnant, finally got to have a baby. I couldn't imagine leaving my child. So then I left the broadcasting world and then my dad preached this last sermon, and he said, use the tool God put in your hand. And since then, I just started my podcast up again, and doors have been opening like crazy, meeting people I never would have met, people saying yes to a startup program again. You know, like I had a flourishing program. Now I'm starting back up again. I started back up on YouTube, almost got deplatformed on YouTube. Like, okay, Rumble, here we go. And it's just, and you get those hits and you get, you know, those punches in the face because, you know, people are going to think you're crazy and insane because you're going against the narrative. And I just think of all the people in the Bible that went against the narrative. And last time I was reading the Bible, and Elijah went against 850 false prophets of Baal, and he was the only prophet of God. And Noah was made fun of for making an ark. But you know, at the end of the day, God saved his family. And I get overwhelmed just thinking about where this thing is going and how God is using me in this platform, even if I get the shot in the face because people aren't agreeing with what I'm doing, but I just know I'm over the target.
Well, I think you're doing an absolutely great work. And if you can wake one person up, your show's worth it. And if you're waking up hundreds or dozens or thousands, it's worth it. And I just encourage everybody out here, I'll leave you with this. This Reawaken America tour, yes, it's selling out. Yes, there's a massive momentum to it. Yes, the media has been covering it. You know when your mainstream media attacks you and the Huffington Post comes at you, you know you're over the target.
Over the target.
However, I can say it's not about me. It's really not even about we. It's about he. It's about Jesus Christ. And it's about flipping this country red with the blood of Jesus. That has always been my thesis. We need more Jesus. If everybody truly feared the Lord, there would be a lot less double talking, mm-hmm. a lot less secret deals, a lot less corruption. And mm-hmm. I encourage everybody, as my final action item, get the time to freeamerica.com and see if you can find a way to get to Dallas or San Antonio for our final events. And thank you so much, Amber, for allowing
thank me you,
to
Clay.
Program. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Hey, one last thing. If you want to get involved in Arizona, I have a Telegram channel. It's called AZ Super Moms. It was started, Dr. Frank started sending me people. So, and he was, and the title of the emails were Super Moms. It's not just for super moms. It's people who love Jesus, who love this country, who love Arizona. So find us at Telegram at AZ Super Moms. Anyways, Clay, I knew my audience is going to have a great time with you. I had a great time with you. Thank you so much for being a part of my program.
Hey, take care. Have a great day, Amber.
You too. All right. Bye. Bye-bye.